Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to A to Z here on IB English Radio with me, Sister Zainab. And so the title I've chosen for today is What is Submission? Now, I'm actually going to be talking mainly about the month of Ramadan. And, you know, how does this topic of submission fit in there? So I'll just start off with a sort of background, which is maybe something sort of also very abstract. So obviously, submission is something that is very important for us as Muslims, because our faith, Islam, basically means I submit. So I submit to Allah, I obey, I follow Allah's rulings, I follow Allah's commands. Now, the idea is that submission is actually, in a sense, more pure and greater when we actually lack full understanding of what it is that we're meant to be doing, and we just do it. As Muslims, obviously, this is something we should be aiming towards. The greater our submission to Allah, the better. So, and so some examples are given. So, for example, the real life examples could be, if you want to try and get your head around this, is that imagine you have your soldiers, and you know they're given commands, and you know they don't. Soldiers would not start arguing with the commander and say, "Well, why do we have to do this? What does this mean?" They just do it. So that's just a sort of literal real life example. And the same, you can use it anywhere in class, you know, even in a class. The teacher might say to the students, "Okay, right, now do this, write this passage, write that." And you can imagine if every single time a small order, a request is given, and everyone starts asking, "Well, why should I do that? Why? What's the rationale? What's the reason?" Nothing would ever be achieved. And obviously, at the very low level, this is just about basic respect. Welcome back to A to Z on RIB English Radio. And so I'm talking about submission, and submission with regard to submission being greater when we maybe don't understand why we're having to do a particular thing. So obviously with fasting, we're told to fast during the month of Ramadan. And obviously we can present many different reasons, of course, why it's good and so on. But the basic fact is, we should be doing it, even if we have no understanding why. Because basically, Allah has commanded us to do this, and that in itself should be sufficient. And I obviously refer to soldiers who obey their commander without asking. Students who would just start writing when the teacher tells them to start writing, though that is more just respect. That is not obviously the kind of submission that we would see. Well, to some extent with soldiers, there's a small level of submission. But obviously, with Allah, it's meant to be total submission. And there's obviously a very beautiful example from a Quran, one of the famous stories regarding, obviously, when Prophet Adam had been created, and then obviously Allah asked the angels and asked Iblis to prostrate, and the angels do it because they're 100% submissive. Their submission to Allah is totally perfect. And of course, Iblis just starts saying, "Well, why should I? Why should I prostrate to that person there?" You know, and this exemplifies the idea of, yeah, so we need to go beyond this. And obviously, the more, in a sense, there's another aspect, the more we find out the reasons, if we were to really start asking, "Well, why should we do this?" and give us all the different reasons and the factors why we should be doing that, you know, maybe then when we find out, "Oh, yeah, well, fasting is good for health." So, yeah, maybe then during the month of Ramadan, we find ourselves fasting because we think it's good for health. But actually, we should be fasting simply because it is commanded by Allah, so in pure submission to Allah. So that's just another way of thinking about fasting and our submission to Allah during the month of Ramadan. Inshallah, you've gained a different way of looking at it. And inshallah, you tune into another episode of A to Z here on IB English Radio. It's me, Sister Zainab, and farewell for now. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of A to Z. And for more information, please also visit our website at www.iranradio.ir.